Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. And I'd like to do a commentary on day 73. The Bible verse is from the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 32. And it reads, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." That's Ephesians 4, 32. I remember a time making sure that that would be one of the verses that I put into my learning, you know, how to, sometimes I'll see a verse and it's like, whoa, that I need to really learn because I had abused, you know, that had been a problem for me. And I not only learned 4:32, I was trying to go back into the NIV. I think I've learned it from that way. But it was 30 through 32. And let me see if I can read it in this little small print that I have. It says, "And do not grieve." This begins at 4:30. "And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." So when I remember, I don't even remember how long I had been walking with the Lord, or, you know, a new Christian, and I read that, boy, it just stood up in my heart that this is something that I needed to learn. I learned unforgiveness at a very early age, like I said, that in this reading, that when my feelings got hurt, I mean, it was painful. I believe that I was a sensitive child to begin with, but when I had definite things that happened recurrently that hurt my feelings, my recourse was bitterness, and I wasn't rageful. I took that bitterness inside of me, and that's why very early I started the eating. It was, I wasn't, you know, rageful person, but boy, I had a lot. I had a cleft palate, and I also grew up in the segregated South. So there were many reasons why I could, if I wanted to, which I did, you know, feel justified in being bitter and angry. I did not know that I was hurting myself in doing that. But I did. I hurt myself for a long, long time before the overeating got to the point that it was like God got my attention through the overeating. And again, if there is something that you find that you are still going back to the food, you know, you leave the food for a while, and then you go back to the food, then you leave the food for a while, and you go back to the food, I would say look very closely at this bitterness and anger sort of thing, because it doesn't even have to be outward. I was not an outward angry person like that, because with the cleft palate, I didn't want to be seen or heard. Because people could always jump on that very quickly and bring me down to size. And so mine were on the inside, things that I thought about people, things that I wished that I could do to people who hurt me. And all of that was just boiling up inside of me. And I eventually, you know, like I said, tried to cope with it by the eating. The eating did bring some semblance of comfort in a way, but it never was designed to comfort me like God can comfort me. And by God's grace, in 1991, I was at that time 4 years abstinent. At that time, I got involved with Christian radio. Somehow it turned up on my radio station. God must have orchestrated that. Because I used to listen to the radio a lot as I got ready. I was a teacher, had 4 children. My husband and I, we lived in New York, and as we were getting ready, it was PBS, you know, public broadcasting, and we just listened, and I would listen, and it was almost like they were teaching sermons to me. Anything that they had, you know, culturally, the culture and their interpretations of the culture was what drove me. But I don't know how that radio station one day got on the Christian station, and I'm sure, you know, I have no idea. But anyway, I started hearing things on it that really got my attention. There were a lot of Bible teaching pastors on that station, and it was feeding a hunger in me, because although I had written many, many inventories, and I had done many, many fifth steps of giving away, that bitterness and anger and unforgiveness kept rising to the surface. So I am convinced that me, you know, going and trying to do some writing to the point of trying to pinpoint it and give it away, that is not the solution. The solution is to wholly accept the forgiveness that Jesus did for me on the cross. He died for me on the cross, and because he did that wonderful thing for me, I am called to forgive other people. And I made a decision that I would walk in that way after a while. And excuse me, when the Lord saw that I was purposeful in doing that, he gave me the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is who lives in me. Hold on just a moment. The Holy Spirit lives in me now. You know, God expresses himself as a Father and as a Son, Jesus Christ, but also a Spirit who comes and actually indwells a person who has come to Jesus, you know, with that decision to follow him, no turning back. And so I have this Spirit living in me that actually teaches me and directs me, but it also lets me know when I'm off the mark. It is grieved when I get into amnesia and start acting as if I don't belong to the Lord. I belong to the Lord. That means that I have accepted his forgiveness for me. And so certainly, I must. It's not even a, you know, it's not even a maybe. It's a must. If I say that I'm following Jesus Christ, then I have come to that understanding of that great love that God gave to me to send Jesus for me. And I don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit of God. I don't want to grieve that. Grieve him, because I know that God loves me more, bigger, greater than any human being could ever love me. He loves me more. So why would I hurt the one who loves me more? No, I don't want to do it. And so this verse, that verse 30, Ephesians 4:30, reminds me, I don't want to grieve it. I do not want to grieve the Holy Spirit of God, because I have been sealed. I've been sealed for the day of redemption. He has that Spirit on me. And when I forget that, all I need to really do is be still and know that he is God. That Spirit is in me. I think about those verses in Luke, that Luke 4, 18 and 19, when Jesus was beginning his ministry, and he had gone, to the synagogue and had picked out the scroll of Isaiah, and he read it. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has done that. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoner and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. You know, when I go back to behaving, like unforgiveness, criticism, bitterness, all of that, that's old stuff. I am forgetting the new stuff. The new stuff is this: I am anointed. And I'm not just me. I'm not talking about Pat is anointed. Everybody who has come to the Lord Jesus Christ, he has sealed them with that Holy Spirit. I have been sealed for the day of redemption. And I have marching orders in this day. The Spirit is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. If I don't talk about the Lord, the rocks will cry out. I got to tell people about this beautiful thing that has happened to me. I have new life. I have new life. I'm not that old scared child that was so fearful of life, and that child who felt that they had been forgotten, that God had, not given me the right skin color. He had not, given me a way to talk that was understandable. Yeah, the devil would love to say that. No. On this side of heaven, those things in the hands of God can be strengthening. Because they tell me that don't put anything, in the world. Don't think that, that any belief that the world is going to do something for you. The Lord, he is the one for me to put my faith in him. And so if I am a child of God, I walk like my Savior. He was not bitter. He was not rageful. He was not angry. He did not get into brawling and slander, and he did no malice. He was sinless. And even though I am sinful still, I still do sin. I don't purposely go out and do it, but I definitely sin. I miss the mark. I forget who I am in Christ. But I can run back to him very, very quickly, and that's what I want to do. This Bible passage says that I am to get rid of it. So as soon as a thought comes in my mind, I was thinking about that yesterday. I was in the kitchen, and I was cooking for my house guests, one of the guests in the family, and I came over. I'm staying with us. It's been here since before Christmas, and this particular guest can be quite mouthy and say things that are quite hurtful. And yet I know God wants me to be hospitable and kind and loving. And for the most part, I can do that with the Lord. I really can do that. But every once in a while, that demon will come back, and I am on the outside doing things, but on the inside, grumbling. About it. But yesterday I found myself grumbling about it, and it was like, let's stop that. That is not true. I mean, I was grumbling in my mind, and that's sometimes that's the tricky thing. On the outside I'm doing all nice things, but on the inside my attitude stinks. And God does not, he sees everything, and that's not true giving, when I have a stinky attitude. And so I had to stop, drop, and pray, and ask the Lord to help me. I was in the kitchen cooking, so I didn't get on my knees, but I certainly prayed in my heart that Lord would take away anything that was not godly. And that verse 32 that we had today It says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. You know, I am called to be kind and compassionate. And this calls for a clear mind. That means that my mind cannot be caught up in food and food fantasies and binging and trying to get rid of food, or all into body image and exercising myself to death so that I can have the beauty body or whatever. It's like, no, that's the old stuff. It's not that I don't exercise. Yeah, I want my body supple. But it's not, you know, the outside is not going to last. I want my body lean. I want my body healthy. But it's not the focus of my life. My focus is to remember that Jesus is my Lord. And I don't want to be drunk on the food or drunk on body image or appearance. And to remember that all people, all ages need Jesus. Those who have already made a confession of faith, they need to remember not to go back into their old life that they used to live, but to act as the Lord, walk like the Lord. And I also know that when I let the Spirit fill me up, is one of the best ways to give to another person. I give out of the overflow of what God has placed in me. And it says, be kind and compassionate to one another. Man is not my enemy. Even when someone is misbehaving and I am the victim of that misbehavior, I cannot take the right to behave in kind. I am Christ's ambassador. People know Christ through what they see in me. And I'm telling you, in view of what he has done for me, yes, indeed, I want to serve him with excellence. I want to do that. And it says, forgiving each other. And I can forgive because I know and remember God's forgiveness of me. He forgave me first. And now he just wants me to keep passing it on to others. In the reading, it talked about my feelings being hurt. And again, I must learn to see that when I'm hurt, I'm just part of the fellowship of the suffering of Christ. Even Paul said that in Philippians 3, 10 through 14, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his suffering. If I want to know the resurrection power, I have to remember that suffering is part of the game. It's not going to be easy all the time. It's not going to be, you know, a walk in the park all the time. It's not going to bring happiness all the time. But I always have that joy available. And I always have that peace available. It lives in me. In joy and peace, in love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. These are beautiful things that God has given to me. They're the fruit of the Spirit, and those are the things I have learned to savor and enjoy. That regardless of what is going on in my life, these things are available to me, and it's wonderful, and I can pour them out onto others. And so when I am not doing what I know I should be doing, and I need a mind renewal, I know that taking God's word and coupling it with sincere prayer, I will get back to the place that I need to be. But let me pray. Dear Father, thank you. You have given me new life. And I am grateful that you have let me see when I am off the mark. And when I find I'm that way, I pray to get back on. You never fail. You will help me. Thank you for this new day. Thank you for the privilege of joining you in your work. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.